Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 17th day of Adar Aleph, Tovshin Pepes. Masechta Peah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Zayis Shenimtza Oimed, Bein, Shalosh Shuras Shal Shnei Malbinim. If you have an olive tree that's standing in between three rows of two squares, Shal Shnei Malbinim. What does that mean exactly? There are varied opinions as to how to learn this Mishnah. The Bartanura learns that we're talking here about three rows of olive trees. Between row one and two, there is a square, a malbein, a bed there, a rectangular bed, looking like, a bit shaped, a bit like the rectangular squares of tavua, of grain, between olive trees. Between row two and three, again there is a bed, there is a malbein. Now, he forgot to harvest the olives of a middle tree in the middle row. Says the Mishnah, that is not called shikha, ain't a shikha. Why isn't it called shikha? Because the trees around it have hidden it from sight. So it's a little bit like a case where poor people have covered over some of the grain with straw, or they stood in front of it and blocked the vision of the landowner so he couldn't see it. In which case, it's not shikha. So to hear, it's not shikha because of the circumstances. It's not just a normal case of forgetting to harvest. It's a case where it was out of sight. It was blocked from vision. Difficult to understand exactly why we need the squares of grain in between, though. Why is that important? The Tiferes Yisrael brings another pirush, and that is which he prefers from the Rosh, Rabbeinu Shimshon, and that is that the reason that the olive tree is not considered shikha, even if it forgets to harvest it in this situation, is because it's identifiable in two ways. Number one, it was identifiable by being surrounded on both sides by these malbenes, by these squares or these rectangles of land. And also, it's surrounded on all sides by other rows of olive trees. It's being the middle of them. Because of that, it's mesuyim bekefel, as the Tiferes calls it. It's doubly identified, and therefore it's similar to those cases we had earlier on where olive trees that are identifiable by name or location are not considered shikha, even if they're forgotten. Continues the Mishnah, Zayis sheyesh bo isosayim. If you have an olive tree that has a huge amount of olives on it, equal to two saw, ushchochay, and he forgot to harvest that one, ain't a shikha. It's not considered shikha because it's assumed that he's going to remember it. He will remember it because it's a special tree. B'medivarimamurim, when do we say that if you have an olive tree like that, that is not considered shikha because it's absolutely amazing in its yield, or because it's, as we described in the earlier Mishnahs, netufa b'shaita, it's dripping with oil. When do we say that it's not shikha? Bizman shelo hischol bo, if he hasn't yet started to harvest it. Then we say he'll probably come back to it, he'll remember it, it's not shikha, even though right now, for the time being, he's forgotten it. Avol hischol bo. But if he's already started to harvest this amazing olive tree, and then he forgot to come back to the rest, afilu kazayis anatova b'shata, even though it's like an olive which is dripping in its time, it's like we learned the early Mishnahs, it's amazing with its yield. Nevertheless, yesh l'shikha, shikha will apply to it, and that's because once he's already started to harvest it, then there is a likelihood it's not necessary that he will definitely remember it to come back for the rest, and therefore that's a genuine case of shikha. Finally, says the Mishnah, kol zman sheyesh lo tachtov, yesh lo b'roshay. As long as there are uncollected olives at the bottom of the tree, then the owner is still allowed to come and collect from the top of the tree, and anything on the top there will not be considered shikha. And the reason is because if the owner of the olive trees remembers that there's some olives in the top of the tree while there's still olives underneath it, it's not considered shikha. It's only after there's nothing left under the tree, and he's moved away from that tree, and he's not going to come back and collect anything anywhere for it. And then he realizes he's forgotten some of olives on the top of the tree or on the tree itself. Then you can't come back and collect it. Rabbi Meir says, no. He says, Mishetelech amachave. He says, no, when can the owner still retain the right to pick the olives? That's even after the olives are cleared from underneath the tree, but only once the machaveh has gone away. What's the machaveh? The machaveh is the checker, the one who checks. Machaveh actually means hidden. When the person, the checker, the collector of the olives comes and he checks all the different hiding places of the difficult places of the olives, and then there's nothing left for the poor, then what's left is left to the poor. If the owner of the olive tree doesn't have anything underneath it. But as long as the checker hasn't done his last check going through all the olive trees, even if there are nothing on the olives, no olives on the ground under the tree, the owner can still come back and collect it. So Rabbi Meir gives more rights to the landowner than the Tanakhama. He says that there's a longer period that the landowner can still collect the olives before the poor can come and collect it. Halacha, however, is not like Rabbi Meir. Halacha is like the Tanakhama, that as soon as all the olives are cleared from underneath the tree, then if the owner forgot some olives growing on the tree from collecting, he cannot collect it. It's shikra, has to be left. Mishnah Gimel. Ezel parrot. What is called or what's considered parrot? Parrot is a special gift for the poor that only exclusively applies to vines, to grapes. What is it though? Hanosher bishas abtzira, something that falls when he's collecting the grapes. Then that's called parrot. A little bit equivalent to the leket that we have in the gleanings of the harvest of grain. Parrot only, however, applies only to the grapes, to the vines. If a person was harvesting the grapes, okatz esa eshkol, he had already cut the cluster of grapes, and then husbach ba'olim, after it got entangled, this cluster of grapes got entangled in the leaves, got caught up in the leaves of the vines, and as a result, afterwards, nofal miyodai lords benifrat, it fell from his hand, and nifrat, and the grapes started to break off the cluster. Says the Mishnah, Harihu Shal Balabais, that does not belong to the poor. The poor have no right to take that. It's not a case of a grape that just fell while he's harvesting the grapes, and therefore he can keep it. The Balabais still can keep it. And the parrot is only when it falls off in the normal way of collecting grapes. Hamaniach es hakalkola tachas hagefen, says the Mishnah, if a person puts a basket underneath the vine, Bishal Shabotza, when he's harvesting, and he does this to make sure that it doesn't hit the ground, so he wants to be able to get it to keep all the anything that falls off for himself. That is nasty work. Arizeh Gozel Sanim. The Mishnah calls that he's a robber of the poor. Al Zeh Ne'emar, concerning such a person, says Al Tasig Gevul Oilim. Do not encroach upon the territory of the Oilim. And as we learned earlier on, don't read it as Oilim, but as Oilom. As the world, as the Olam, don't take it away from the world of the poor. Let them be able to have the grapes when it falls to the ground. And by putting your basket there, you are really stealing from them.